This is actually a pretty interesting case.
Dog days in the neighborhood.
My son had the dog, and he came to stay with me.
When a pit bull...
He has a video of what his life is like because of this dog.
...is hard to ignore.
There he is, hanging over the fence, barking, trying to bite people.
Now, his shocking solution.
Tell me about this device that you want to purchase.
It sends a small electrical shock to the animal.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Mike Jones is suing his neighbor, Dorothy Evans, for the cost of a dog training fence. Mike says Dorothy's pit bull is a threat to his family.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 142 on the count in the matter of Jones versus Evans.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Jones, this is actually a pretty interesting case. From what I gather, you and Ms. Evans are neighbors, and you share a common yard.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Separated by a fence.
Yes.
And this case has to do with the fact that it is your allegation that Ms. Evans has either one or two dogs that have rendered it unsafe for you and your family to use your backyard because those dogs, at least on the surface, appear to be vicious and have almost scaled the fence that separates your property and hers. And what you want her to do is to, since she refuses to keep her dogs inside, is to pay for a device that would prevent her dogs from coming onto your property.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Who lives in your household with you?
My wife and I.
You have family, sir?
Yes, I have a daughter with a small baby. She's not even 2 years old at the time.
Does your daughter live in the neighborhood?
No, she lives in Vacaville, the nearby city.
Does she ever visit with you?
Yes, sometimes unannounced, Your
Honor. Put your hand down.
He don't live there. He's lying, Your Honor.
Did you understand what I said? Put your hand down. That doesn't mean I gave you license to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when for the first time did you start to have difficulty with Miss Evans' dog?
Oh, Your Honor, I first noticed the pit bull in December of last year. I have some photos that will enhance the layout of my story if you'd like to see them.
I'd like to see them.
Yes, this first photo is a photo of my yard, my driveway, and the neighbor's house right on the side where the dog is causing all the disturbance. The second photo is when you enter the gate on the side of the house from my yard. And the third photo is the actual fence with some rose bushes that divide the properties. And if you look to the right, immediately once you get in the backyard, you'll see a pool and a barbecue pit that I love to frequent and hang out.
Oh, man, he's putting too much on it.
So,
is it this wooden fence, sir, that you say that the dog...
Correct. It's going vertically back once you open the gate.
Okay. And prior to December 11th, there was no problem with the dog. Is
that
right?
There was no problem with this particular pit bull. However, in 2008, I had to take her to court for another pit bull because it tore up the whole fence and she had to pay me 50% of the common fence. I got an $800 check from Ms. Dorothy dated, it looks like, December of 2008.
Ms. Evans, what happened to that dog that you had in 2008?
He was adopted out to my grandkids' parents.
So you gave him away?
Yes.
How long did you have him?
4 months.
Where did you get him from?
My son had the dog, and he came to stay with me.
Your son?
Uh-huh.
Does your son live with you?
Now he does, yes.
Is that this
person? Yes, ma'am.
What was the name of that dog?
Tank.
And at some point, you gave Tank away to your grandchildren?
Yes.
Was that after you had the problem with Mr. Jones?
No.
You gave the dog away before you had a problem with Mr. Jones?
Are we talking about...
We're talking about in 2008. The check that he's going to show me that you wrote to him for the common fence problem.
Okay, the common fence...
Put your hand down.
The common fence problem...
Put your hand down. Don't do it again.
Please. The common fence problem, Your Honor, was not about Tank. I didn't have Tank at that time. I had Shushu, which is a chihuahua. And his complaint was Shushu was digging under the gate. And I hadn't been there long.
So it wasn't about a large dog, it was about a small dog.
Yes, it was.
Is that right, Mr. Jones?
Absolutely not. It was about Tank, and it says payment for fence.
May I see it, please?
Tank was 100 years old.
Now out. Out. Goodbye. You're gone. You're gone.
He's lying. He's a shyster, Your Honor.
You are gone.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, may I say something? I should have went to court with him, but I didn't. I said, okay.
Miss Evans, so that you've had problems with him before about a dog. Now, let's get to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
The name of this dog that he's talking about is what?
Sparky.
Where did you get Sparky from?
Sparky was a rescue dog.
Who brought him into your house?
My son brought him.
This son?
Yes.
Well, this son's got a temper.
Yes, I guess.
You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
So, if this son has a temper, you don't need a son with a temper and a dog who has a temper.
No.
That's not a good thing.
Yes.
Great. Now I'm going to see the video because that's what he said he has. He says he has a video of what his life is like because of this dog.
Thank you.
Which I actually would like to see.
Can I make one comment before the video? I have a police report from the neighbor who was supposed to...
I don't want to see a police report.
A pit bull. It says pit bull.
Listen to me. I don't want to see a police report from a neighbor.
You'll see in a moment, Your Honor. This is Redarius right there, Your Honor, clamming over the fence, hanging over the fence. Okay. The sound is not there, but this dog is constantly barking and bolting against the fence, knocking boards down.
Shh. Have I seen what you want to show me?
Yes, Your Honor, when the dog was on the fence. I jumped up. That's constant.
Could you go back, Bird? Thank you.
There he is. This is what I got to go to every time I step foot in my backyard. The dog bolting, jumping, trying to clam over the fence. There he is, hanging over the fence, barking, trying to bite people. That's ridiculous.
Shh, shh, shh. I'd like to see it one more time, please. Okay. Has he discussed the dog with you?
I didn't know all about this, but
well,
he did
discuss. See it. Now you've seen it three times.
All right.
And you would agree that it's unreasonable for him to have to live that way.
And I did talk to him about it, and I told him that I would take care of it, which I did.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
I went to Home Depot.
Yes.
I purchased, I have the receipts here. I purchased some concrete and some slacks and boards, and I made a gate so the dog could be on the other side of the house. He had a run.
When did you do that?
A couple of days after he talked to me.
Give me the date.
He talked to me in February.
Fine. So when did you do it?
February 16 is when I purchased everything.
And when did you create the run so that the dog is no longer in the backyard?
When we got it, the same date.
February the 16th?
Yes.
And is it your testimony, Miss Evans, that after February, the dog was not in your backyard?
The dog was in the contained area, and after February, I have to clean it, so I let him out to use the, you know, whatever. Or if he comes out, I will monitor him myself.
Mr. Jones, is that tape timed?
I'm not sure, Your Honor.
That was in May, though. That was in May of what year?
That was in May of 2012.
So you just shot that tape in May of 2012. Miss Evans, then clearly, if this tape that you've just seen was shot in May of 2012, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Then the barrier that you created in order to keep the dog away from his house didn't work.
I don't know when he did that tape.
He said it was in May of 2012.
Well, I don't believe him because he lies.
No.
And I don't believe him.
I believe him.
Well, I don't believe him.
I believe
him. Your Honor, I have another police report where the police came out and they got some language here about the dog getting out, and it's dated 4/24/2012.
I'd like to see it. I would like to see from
that's
the police.
That's not my handwriting. That's from the police report. It's the local sheriff's department who's in charge of animal control in the neighborhood.
Okay, let me explain to you something, Miss Evans. The police officer said that on April 22nd, this is the police officer, this is not Mr. Jones, said that the dog was loose in the backyard trying to get through the fence. And then another officer came out on April 26th, so that clearly what you did in order to contain your dog either wasn't working, or your hothead son, when you weren't around, was letting the dog into the backyard.
Yana, If you look at this report, on April 22nd, the report says the animal was contained, yes.
No, it said animal loose in backyard, 6
right
p.m.
under that, it says yes.
The animal is confined, but the animal was loose in the backyard. It was confined in your yard.
Yana.
That's not the issue.
Yana.
What?
That report that you're looking at, the first part of it is what his statement was. The last part of it is when the guy came out.
Madam.
Okay.
I saw the tape.
So I understand
that. You saw the dog trying to go over the fence.
Yeah, and all Michael had to do was come. I'm sorry, I don't want to.
Well, not all he had to do. He has to deal with him, and he's the problem.
Well, he's moving, and he's taking the dog with him.
When?
After we leave here, he's supposed to get his apartment, so the dog will not be there at my home.
After what period of time will the dog not be in your home?
Tomorrow.
Fine. Now, I want you to tell me about this device that you want to purchase.
Yes, this particular device is called a high-tech pet humane containment device, and basically what it does is it sends a small electrical shock to the animal or the barrier.
So what you can do is you can put it around your part of the fence.
Correct.
So that you're not encroaching on her fence, but it's on your fence. So if the dog jumps up on the fence, it's
Correct.
Going to give it a shock, and it will back off.
Yes.
So you just put it on the top?
Yes, above the roses on that top part.
Yeah, and may I say something?
What?
Mr. Jones is doing all of this, and he doesn't live there. He has moved all his stuff out. He's remodeling and tearing stuff down. I have pictures of where he has remodeled, and he's trying to do this just to gain some money.
Well, he's not going to gain any money. I'm going to tell you why.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You and Miss St. John were not in a relationship.
No.
So before you say, well, I'll take responsibility, I've been in this business for 40 years. Get a blood test.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Mike Jones is asking his neighbor, Dorothy Evans, to pay for a dog training fence. Mike claims Dorothy's pit bull is a threat to his family.
He says that this device that he has costs how much?
$170. In addition to that device, Your Honor, I'm claiming lost wages for the...
Forget it.
Okay. In addition
Forget
to that...
Forget it. Not in addition. No addition.
Okay.
If this is what it costs, $170, this whole device that you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So I'm going to enter that as a judgment in your favor. And in addition, I'm entering a judgment in your favor in the amount of $1,500, because I don't think anybody should have to live with that noise.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And the fact that the dog was coming over the fence despite your efforts in February. But you're not going to get paid, sir. I'm holding the judgment. If Miss Evans' son and the dog is gone by the 15th of the month, not the 12th.
Thank you.
The 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
Thank you.
Out. Then you don't have to pay him a dime.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
That's what you said to me. He and the dog are going to be gone.
Yeah, but he still become busy me, my son.
Tell him to leave the dog home.
He will. Now, I do have a chihuahua.
He's not afraid of the chihuahua.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Chihuahua's a nice dog. He's not afraid of the chihuahua.
Okay.
What?
I just want to say that she's not lying about the fact about the property. I became so upset about the situation that I'm now in the process of selling the property.
Well, you're never going to sell the property if you got that pit bull coming over the backyard.
Oh,
that's for sure. You have until the 15th. I gave you 3 extra days.
I appreciate it.
You know, you'll be more than happy to get rid of your son. How old is he?
43.
Yeah. Time for him to be on his own. Time for him to leave you alone with the chihuahua.
All right.
And have peace.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes.
Let him take his dog and go live and be well.
Thank you.
And when he comes to visit, tell him you have a great meal to leave the dog home. Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank
That's
you.
All.
Please excuse, you may step out.
Oh, they were totally frustrated. In fact,
he's definitely lying.
The animal control had to call the local police.
They did not give me a ticket.
They had guns drawn.
I didn't have a case number.
On one Saturday morning.
I talked to them and they said that...
Because they would lie and...
They didn't have nothing against me.
Play like it wouldn't happen and...
He's definitely lying.
It's ridiculous.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of St. John versus Hindman, step forward.
20-year-old Haley St. John and her father, Daniel, are suing 22-year-old Timothy T.J. Hindman for slashing Haley's tires and for his share of medical bills as the result of her pregnancy.
How old are you, Miss St. John?
I'm 20 years old.
And Mr. Hindman, how old are you?
22.
And is this your mom?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You had a baby.
Yes.
And it is your claim that Mr. Hyman is the father of that child. You want him to pay certain expenses that you say he promised to pay.
Yes.
When did you have this baby?
February 23rd, 2012.
Did you have blood tests?
No, ma'am, we did not. But I have a copy of the birth certificate.
I don't care if you have a copy of the birth certificate or not. Mr. Hyman, I want you to listen to me very carefully. And I want your mother to listen to me very carefully.
Yes, Shona.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It is your claim that Mr. Hyman slashed tires on your car twice.
No, ma'am, that is not my claim. He called somebody and had them do it.
Well, how do you intend to prove that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Haley St. John claims the alleged father of her child, T.J. Hyman, slashed her tires.
I'm not entertaining any request by Miss St. John for money for the baby. Do you understand?
Yes, Shona.
What she has to do is to go to court to have you legally declared the father of this child. But I want you to watch my face very carefully, sir, because I've read your papers and hers. You have to demand a blood test. The blood test will tell you for certain whether you are the father of this child. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You and Miss St. John were not in a relationship.
No.
That's what you say, that's what she acknowledges. So before you become emotionally attached, do you understand? Before you say, well, I'll take responsibility, I've been in this business for 40 years. Get a blood test. You got it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you going to do it?
Yes, when I get back.
Now, you would be consenting to that, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So you'll go, you'll get a blood test, you go to court, you get a support order. If he's the father of the child, he'll pay support. He'll have visits if he wants to. But the first thing we have to make certain is who the parents are. Is that reasonable, sir?
Yes.
Great. So that the only thing I have to consider now is the issue of slashed tires. And it is your claim that Mr. Hyman slashed the tires on your car twice.
No, ma'am, that is not my claim. He called somebody and had them do it.
Well, how do you intend to prove that?
Well, I have text messages of him apologizing for the tires, saying he would pay for the tires.
Oh,
and
that
also
I'd like
his
to
mother,
see.
Now, also that I his like... mother said that he admitted to doing it.
Just a second. I would like to see the text messages from him to you admitting that he slashed your tires.
It's all in there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, so you sort of acknowledge in these emails, Mr. Hyman, that you know who slashed her tire?
Yes, ma'am.
And who would that be?
Someone that lives back in Colorado.
And that's someone that you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And you know he slashed the tires because it was something that was your idea?
Not completely.
But partially?
Partially.
Then partially we're going to pay for the tires, because that's reasonable. She didn't slash her tires. So if you and your person back in Colorado did, and you know who that is, well, then you can always go back and sue them in Colorado for their part in the tire fiasco. But somebody's got to pay for the tires, and it looks to me as if you were involved with it. You have anything to say?
No.
Great. How much were the tires?
They were $194.
Okay, so the two tires were $194.48?
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $194.48. Remember what you have to do when you get back to Colorado. Make it legal, but before you make it legal, make it yours.
Yep.
That's all.
No, no excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Disrespected in her own home.
I had caught them frisky in the bedroom, and I kind of lectured them.
You can understand that, Mr. Torres, right?
Yes.
Next Judge Judy.
I'm glad she threw the baby mama drama stuff out and took to get a DNA test.
I will be fine for him to take a paternity test.
It's up in the air.
But he needs to step up and be responsible.
I mean, I think there's a good chance it's mine.
And be a father.
But I don't know.
I want him to be a part of the child's life.
Pay my money.
But until he shows some responsibility, that's not going to happen.
And then see him when I can see him.
I'm sorry.
You need to know who you're with before you start making babies.